Michael Rapaport, Josh Shapiro unjewed himself publicly and still didn't get picked. By Joel B. Polak on August 6, 2024. Actor Michael Rapaport reacted Tuesday to Vice President Kamala Harris's choice of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate by mocking rival contender Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro for disavowing his pro-Israel views in vain. Shapiro, a young, attractive, moderate governor from a key swing state, was thought to be the top choice until anti-Israel voices within the Democratic Party objected to his pro-Israel views. Some believed the objections were also anti-Semitic. Shapiro's views are not too different from those of Walz or other contenders. But he is Jewish, which attracted disproportionate suspicion and hostility from the most vociferously anti-Israel voices within the party base. In an apparent last-ditch effort to save his candidacy, Shapiro recanted some of his earlier pro-Israel views earlier this week, saying they were the product of his naive youth. Asked Governor Shapiro about the Philly Inquirer / Anna underscore Orso report on a 1993 college op-ed where he expressed skepticism about a two-state solution. "Something I wrote about when I was 20? I was 20. I have said for years, long before October 7th, that I favor a two-state solution." pic.twitter.com/xalroy. Aaron Navarro, at Aaron Lar Navarro, August 2, 2024. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, Rapaport used Shapiro as an example of a Jew who tried to save himself from anti-Jewish prejudice by criticizing Israel, to no avail. "Yo, Josh Shapiro unjewed himself publicly and still didn't get picked. When unjewing goes wrong. Hashtag Josh Shapiro pic.twitter.com/n9wex1jr. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, August 6, 2024. In attacking the "as a Jew" phenomenon, Rapaport was referring to Jews who exploit their identity to attack Israel, to give undue weight to their criticisms of the community, and to inflate their own stature through virtue signaling. Others reacted similarly to Shapiro's rejection, pointing to anti-Semitism and mocking Shapiro's attempt to appease it. Poor at Josh Shapiro. Stitched his foreskin back on for nothing. Ron Coleman, at Ron Coleman, August 6, 2024. Rapaport has been outspoken about his support for Israel, especially since the October 7th terror attacks. Though an outspoken opponent of President Donald Trump, he recently admitted he may have been wrong about Trump, at least on the topic of Israel, and has said that he would be open to voting for the Republican nominee, setting the past aside. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.